Pussycat Dolls, and whatever it was called. Now, we're talking this evening about things that are very annoying, things that are very overrated, inventions that we need, Stephen Gerrard, Afghanistan, and how it appears that women are really seriously starting to take over the news agenda. But before any of that, I think it's back to inventions, because we have Smudge on line two. Hello, Smudge.
Good evening, Sir Tommy.
Good evening, Smudge.
As you're talking about inventions now, I mean, it's a very varied show, you know, I can talk pretty much on any subject, but, you know, if you want inventions, it is. Yeah. What about something, a stomach bypass, so you can enjoy, for example, this rich tea biscuit?
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic? So you ate it and it just came out straight out the other end.
Exactly, without the trouble with eating when you're on the radio.
Yeah.
Without it going on your hips, Tommy.
Yeah. I've always wanted to see whether you can eat three Jacob's cream crackers in less than 60 seconds. I'm told you can't, because they're too dry.
Well, apparently, you see, what you do is, if you're on the Real Hustle, have you seen that programme, Tommy?
No.
What they do is, they put three Jacob's cream crackers even on two plates.
Yeah.
But, we go, can you eat those three crackers, and they take ages? And they say, well, I can eat them faster than you. Yeah. And they have a go, and they can. You go, how did you do that? And it just happened, they got Lurpak on the bottom of them, you know, to lubricate things.
Ah, so it's a bit like, it's a bit like these guys who cheat at sport. Like, there's a recent one who's, the bloke with a blood injury in rugby. Did you read about him?
No, you have to fill me in on that.
Well, he was playing rugby at the weekend, apparently, I think it was, and they needed to bring him off, but they don't have tactical substitutions in rugby. So it seems that some players go out there with a blood capsule stuck in their headband, and then when they need to come off, they put it in their mouth, bite into it, and pretend that somebody's given them a whack.
That's pretty unbelievable, that.
Isn't that a good one?
That's good. It's like that fella who came on during the first Ashes test.
Yeah.
You know, because he'd been here, Tansy, really, but he kept coming on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's fantastic.
You know, is it cheating or is it gamesmanship? I don't know, Tommy.
Well, it depends on, if it's done against you, it's cheating, and if it's you what's done it, then it's definitely, you know, it's gamesmanship.
I thought, particularly in the first test, gamesmanship. What's Ponting on about? Anyway, listen.
Yes.
Before I disappear,
all right.
Something that annoys me.
Go on.
Here I am, tonight, having a couple of beers, listening to play, and I've got some silver skin onions here.
Very nice.
But the sell-by date is August 2009. I've been saving them.
Yeah.
But it's very close to August, Tommy. Should I eat them?
You're all right.
Sell-by dates, annoying.
They are. I don't understand the point of sell-by dates at all on stuff which is meant to last forever. The whole point about pickling things, I'm assuming you're talking pickled onions.
Oh, yes, yep, silver skins.
The whole point about pickling something is that it doesn't go off. It's like jam. You make jam so that it's fruit that doesn't go off. And yet they still put sell-by dates on it. And it's very annoying.
Technically, I suppose I could, you know, wait until the Holocaust, the nuclear Holocaust, Well, I could eat these then, couldn't I? But I'm still worried, though, because sell-by dates and all that business, you know. If I eat them now, am I going to be spending time in the smallest room in the house tomorrow?
Well, there are worse things to do than spend an extra quarter of an hour in there. But my point is this. Does it say sell-by or best before on your packet of silver fish?
Let me have a look. It says on the side of it that the, it's a good year. Best before end.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that means. August 2009.
We'll go to bed on that one. Cheers, Smudger. Cheers, mate.
Good night.
Good night. What a nice man. Very, very nice man.